Hey everybody, this is your host Positive Phil with the Positive Phil Show. Thank you very much for listening. Okay, we have a great show today. Awesome show. Every day gets better and better and better, and we've had the best on. But like my mom said, your best days are not behind you, they're in front of you. Your best days are not behind you. They are in front of you. So keep your eyes open. Stay positive. Stay focused. TheLegionM.com. Legion M, the world's first fan-owned entertainment company, is on the show. When I moved here from Wisconsin, and I say here, it's California, of course I wanted to be in the movies, in Hollywood. Now at my age, well, I'm a professional podcaster, so I'm reaching out to, I'm in the mix, okay? But I'm not waiting tables and trying to make it in Hollywood. But at my age, I would love to invest in an entertainment company where the fans own the company, fans get behind the scenes, and when Legion M is a success, fans share in the rewards. I have co-founder Jeff Anison. These guys are Emmy Award winners. I mean, his partner Paul Ascanian, he's actually a Badger. Go Badgers. I saw that on his LinkedIn, went to Wisconsin-Madison. They founded Mobi TV. Here we are today with Jeff, Legion M. It's an awesome company. Like I said, with the Jobs Act, you're able to invest into stuff, into ventures that you were not able to in the past. Now, fans get behind the scenes. Like I said, Legion M is successful. You're successful. Let's do this. Oh, Seth Green, part of the company. I think he's an investor. Let's find out. Let's chat with Jeff Anison.
Yeah, he connected you direct. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So we have, let me just look through here for a second. I love your company, Legion M. Is it TheLegionM.com?
Yes, the company name is Legion M, and our URL is TheLegionM.com.
I think it's great. So basically, you're turning fans of Hollywood movies or indie movies or right shows or content into investors. Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. We are a new Hollywood studio. We produce TV shows, movies, virtual reality experiences, and more. The big difference is that we're the first studio in history to be owned, to be built from the ground up, to be owned by fans. So, you know, for the first time ever, fans have the ability to invest as little as $100 to become a co-owner of the studio. You're buying stock in the company. It really gives you, kind of two things. One is that we're opening the gates of Hollywood and allowing you as an investor kind of backstage to see how things work and to get cool access to the projects and, you know, live streams from the set and that sort of thing. And you also own a piece of it. So, you know, if the movie or the projects are successful, you can make money. So the whole thesis is that if you can get a legion of fans invested from day one in these projects, it actually makes the projects more likely to succeed when they go to market.
I love this. You know, I love real estate, but I never had enough credit myself or capital to really invest. But, you know, they started crowdfunding, and now I own some of the biggest properties in the world just because I think it has a lot to do with the Jobs Act.
I was just going to say, I mean, the Jobs Act is brand new, and it's revolutionizing. I think it has the power to completely revolutionize a lot of industries. You know, we think that entertainment is a particularly ripe one for it because, content, it's funny, there's the old adage that content is king, and that's totally true. But in this day and age, content is also a commodity, right? There's more content being produced probably every year than you could watch in your entire lifetime. And the differentiator between things that succeed and things that fail, more often than not, comes down to the marketing and how can you rise above the noise. And so we think that entertainment is a perfect industry for the Jobs Act. But as you mentioned, I mean, real estate is a great one. There's been a ton of activity there. Even down to the idea of a community coming together to crowdfund a local restaurant or a bakery. When you can have the entire community come in and everybody chips in a little bit of money to create something that's really cool and powerful for that community, it's really powerful from for the investors, for the business owners, for the success of the business and all that sort of stuff. So
especially excited. I would be too, especially if you get your dividend comes back or the money comes in money. Because a lot of the crowdfunding sites that are out there, you might get a t-shirt or some swag. But I like the real estate because you get 5% on your money or whatever at the end of the year. And myself, I'm from Wisconsin. I came out to California for the dream. And I think some of that dream is everybody wants to be part of Hollywood. Everybody wants to be part of that money. Everybody, like you said, just to get an opportunity to be a part of it, to maybe see your name on titles, to be involved with the production. I think that's great. So I looked on Wikipedia, which I love, and I found all great things about you and your company.
Oh, Legion. Good.
So your background is helping people get involved, because I noticed something about New York rock, where you're letting individuals get a piece of individual music or songs. Is that still something that you do?
Yeah, it is. So, Paul and I are, I'm one of the co-founders. I'm the co-founder and president. My business partner, Paul, is the other co-founder, and he's the CEO. And we originally met when we co-founded a company in 1999. We were the first ones to put live television on cell phones. So that's kind of how we met. We launched that company. We founded the company in 99. In 2003, we launched this live TV service on a cell phone.
Oh, and yeah, Mobi TV. Mobi.tv, I think.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's kind of funny because, now it's so commonplace to watch movies or television or shows or whatever on your phone. But you got to realize that back when we did that in 2003, most of the people that we talked to told us that we were completely insane. They said, nobody is ever going to watch a movie on your cell phone. Like, why would you do that? It's crazy. And, so that was in 2003. A couple of years later, we actually won an Emmy for innovation in television, because of the fact that we had been kind of the founding pioneers of this space. And so that's how we got involved in the entertainment industry. And then, as you mentioned, about 8 years ago, I left Mobi TV and spun out a new company. And we had a product called the New York Rock Exchange. And the whole idea with that was that we allowed fans to own a piece of a song. But it was a little bit more like the Kickstarter model that you had mentioned, right? Because the Jobs Act hadn't passed, it was actually illegal for you to own a financial interest in the song. So instead, it was a little bit more of like a collectible, this ability to own a piece of something that you find really special. And, when you bought a share, you would be one of, say, 100 people that literally owned the copyright of that song along with the artist. And even though you couldn't participate financially, just the ability to look your friends in the eye and say, hey, I'm a part owner of this song, was really cool and powerful. So that was the idea behind the New York Rock Exchange. Well, what's great about Legion M, and now that the Jobs Act is here, is that we can take it to the next level. You can, people still love Kickstarter. Kickstarter is an amazing place, and we're huge fans of it. But, for certain projects that are commercially viable, we're taking it to the next level where you can literally become a part owner of it. And like you said, I mean, if you stand to gain, if the project is successful, that adds a really interesting element to it, both in terms of now there's a financial upside for you, as well as you really, truly are a partner. You know, when you invest in Legion M, you can tell people, I co-own a studio with Seth Green and Stupid Buddies and Alamo Drafthouse and all that sort of stuff. And it really is true because you do.
That makes me smile. That, I mean, literally, that is what I'm looking for as an individual. I want to be a part of something. I'm here in San Diego. I want an action of Hollywood. I don't care if it's a small piece, but everybody complains, well, some people, about Obama and all this stuff, but a lot of people don't know about this Jobs Act, that I think that bill he kind of pushed forward, which you're taking that accredited investor and saying you don't have to have $1 million in investments and 20 years of experience. If you want to revive the American economy, you can invest into this if you want. And I think that's great. So are you in Hollywood right now or in Los Angeles? Where are you located?
We're headquartered in Northern California, the San Francisco Bay Area. But our company is literally split. You know, Paul and I live up in the Bay Area, but we're down in LA probably every other week, and the rest of our team lives in LA. So, you know, we're really kind of the perfect mashup of a Northern California technology company meets a Southern California entertainment company.
Oh, hell yeah. We have a lot of people, venture capitalists, Silicon Valley, a lot of people on this show that are from Northern California. You have to, I think, be in both places. I think it's great. So what are your challenges right now? I mean, what's the thing that you need? Let's say fans to commit, and then what do you need the other side, that the studio to say, hey, I need to have this element of fundraising? What's your challenge, or to explain that?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest challenge for us right now is getting the word out and letting people know that this is possible. You said it a moment ago. I mean, the Jobs Act is truly revolutionary. And, you know, Obama was the president. It passed almost unilaterally through Congress. I mean, how often did that happen? where both Republicans and Democrats kind of come together. But it really is truly revolutionary. I mean, what you got to realize is that the laws that this was modifying have been on the books, a lot of them, since the 30s, the 1930s. Right. And so, you know, there's these laws that are over 80 years old that prevented anybody except for an accredited investor. And the definition of an accredited investor is somebody that has at least $1 million in assets or an annual income of at least $200,000. Right. And so note that I didn't say anything there about how educated you were, how savvy you were, how well you understood the market. All that it boiled down to was whether you had money or not. That was the litmus. And if you had enough money, you were allowed to invest in early stage companies. It doesn't matter whether it's Facebook or Legion M, or a restaurant down the street. If you did not have enough money, you were forbidden by law from investing in those sorts of opportunities. And so, you know, now in a day and age where people have access to more information on their smartphone than they did in their entire lifetime, you know, back, you know, 30 years ago or 80 years ago, we think this is a really profound shift. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of frustrating because, you know, a few years ago, everybody heard about Occupy Wall Street and they're turning over cars and people are, you know, protesting in Central Park. And, you know, now today, you know, this is what, 4 or 5 years later, a piece of very meaningful legislation has been enacted that opens the doors for everybody to participate in this part of the economy that before was restricted to, you know, the top 3% of the population. And so we think that it's a really profound sort of opportunity. But to get back to your question, I mean, the challenge is it's new. Like, nobody knows about it. And so the law that we're using right now just went into effect in May. I mean, it's like 5 weeks old. We were one of the first companies in history to take advantage of it. We're the most successful so far as the number of investors that we've got who've already invested in Legion M. And so, you know, our number one charter right now is getting the word out, letting people know, because what we found is that when people hear about this and when they learn about it, they're very excited, you know, and we've got an amazing community. Even though we're only a month into this, we've got a private Facebook group where the investors come together, and it's amazing already the community of people have formed who are just, like you said, they're excited. They want to be a part of it. They want to contribute to it. They're taking ownership and saying, this is our company. How can we make the most of it?
You're going all the way with this. Do you feel it in your blood? Like, this is the thing that I was meant to do. This is the thing that I was meant to do.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. So we really, you know, we with working with the New York Rock Exchange and before that at Mobi TV, you know, this has been an idea that's a long time kind of in the making. I mean, frankly, we've been chomping at the bit for the Jobs Act to pass. It's funny, one of the most common questions that we get from people is, it seems like a no-brainer, like, why hasn't anybody ever done this before? What's the problem that I'm missing? And, you know, the answer is that, like, it wasn't possible before. You know, the laws forbade it, and it's just now that, you know, we're at that special kind of point in space and time where everything comes together, and this thing can come to life. So, like I said, we're super excited about it.
Well, Jeff Anison and your partner, Paul, I saw that he graduated from University of Wisconsin-Madison, so I will definitely,
yes.
That's my, well, I didn't go there, but a lot of my friends did. Yeah, I went to Wisconsin-Oshkosh, the one below it, but I will do my best getting the word out. So I'm an investor, or let's just say I have some money, I have 10 grand, I would love to be part of one of your next productions. Do I have a choice of basically, where do I go? How do I do it? Do I go to your website? Is there, how do I do this?
Yeah. Probably the best thing to do is to go to our website, which is, it's thelegionm.com, the word thelegionm.com. And when you go to our website, there's a lot of information on our website. You can actually sign up and join the Legion for free. You know, what we found is that there's a lot of people that are, they're interested in this, they want to invest, but, you know, maybe they don't have the money right now, or maybe they want to wait and see how things develop a little bit, or for whatever reason. And so we allow you to join, you know, for free and become a member of the Legion. It allows you to follow along, see what's going on. You get a lot of the updates. You don't get all of the upside. And of course, you know, if we make money, you're not going to make any money because you're not investing or putting the money in. But you can join for free, and then there's also a button there that'll take you to WeFunder, which is the site where we're actually raising the money. And like I said earlier, the investment is as little as $100. We wanted to keep it as low as possible to let as many people that want to be a part of this in. And then there's also a maximum investment amount, which is set by the Jobs Act. You know, if you wanted to invest more than $2,000, they're going to ask you a couple questions about, like, what your annual income is, because they wanted to put some limitations in here and make sure that, you know, people weren't risking too much money. The thing about startup companies, and we're very upfront with people, and there's even a little video you'll see on our WeFunder page. You know, the thing about investing in a startup like this, it's like investing in Walt Disney Studios. Not now, but back when it was just Walt and Roy, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, businesses like this are very risky. And, you know, there's a real possibility. Most startup companies fail. And, you know, and when a startup company goes out of business like that, as an investor, you usually lose your entire investment. So we want to be very upfront with people that this isn't a place for your retirement savings. It's not a place for your college fund or anything like that. But on the flip side, the upside from investments like this are, you know, this is the sort of place where you can get 100x return, you know, or 1,000x return. You know, Uber, they did their very first round on a platform that was very similar to the one that we're using. They did it a few years ago, and it was only available for accredited investors. So the rest of us were locked out of it. But had you invested $10,000 in Uber, I was just reading an article the other day that had estimated that $10,000 investment could be worth as much as $127 million today.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, it's amazing. But again, you have to couple that with also the risk. You know,
yes.
For every Uber out there, there's dozens or even hundreds of companies that don't go anywhere or go out of business. So it's a high risk, high reward. But the great thing is that, you know, if you've got some money and you want to take a swing for the fences, now you can. You know,
six months
ago you wouldn't have been allowed to, but now you can go for it.
I would just like to sit somewhere at a coffee shop in Hollywood, feeling like I'm involved, taking autographs. Let me ask you something. On your website, it says Legion M works with top Hollywood creators to make movies, TV, VR, and more. When it states VR, are you talking about virtual reality?
Yes. Yeah. We actually are probably going to be announcing in the first week or in the next week or two, our first virtual reality project or our first project, which happens to be a virtual reality project. And I don't know if you've had a chance to play with any of the VR stuff, but it's come quite a ways. And there's some amazing opportunities. It's a very nascent market. It's very small. Not a lot of people have the equipment yet. But there are a lot of big companies that are making very large bets that this is the future of entertainment.
Oh my goodness,
10 years from now, this is what we're going to be doing is virtual reality experiences. And, you know, the technology is evolving so rapidly and it really transforms things. I mean, aside from, like, people tend to think of it in a gaming context or maybe a movie context, which I think are both very interesting. But if you just think about it from like a presence context, you know, I mean, right now, you know, if we have the VR technology, which is available right out there right now, we could be having this exact same conversation, but we could be sitting in a room together, you know, virtually, where you are virtually, you know, created in perfect detail with, you know, with you and your facial expressions and your movements and me with mine. And, you know, if we want to change things up, we can have that meeting at the International Space Station, right? Because they could completely simulate the environment.
I love that. I'm super excited. We just finished a series on virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality. I had not the executive, but like a senior director of GameStop on. I just put out that show this morning, Eric Bright, and he's like, Phil, this is people... 30 billion by, I mean, the numbers are crazy for equipment, those headgears. And then, yes, I think that virtual reality and for like travel, I'm looking on the internet for Italy because I would like to take my wife to Italy, but imagine being in Italy with a virtual experience.
Yeah. Well, or to be places that you can't go, right? You know, like what if you could spend a day in the Oval Office of the White House? Or what if you could rush into a burning building with a firefighter and have the opportunity to fully, you know, have this fully immersive experience? It's one of those things that until you've tried the goggles, you know, a lot of people are skeptical. They're like, you know, but it's like you try them on, you play, you know, a game or you do one of these experiences. And you're like, okay, yeah, I get this. Like, I can see it. And it's just a matter of the technology coming down in price, and we all know how that curve looks. And you know, it's like cameras and cell phones. You know, one week they're like some strange new feature, and then within probably 2 or 3 years, every single cell phone that was produced had a camera in it. I think we're going to see the same sort of curve within virtual reality. I think it might take a little bit longer. We might be 3 or 4 years out, but yeah. It's definitely coming.
Yeah, well, analysts believe that there could be 10 million VR users by the end of this year with hardware forecasts of 30 billion. And I like the fact GameStop, because the only thing I don't like about the virtual reality when I'm testing it is putting on goggles because I'm a germphobe. Like at Best Buy, you'll see the Oculus Rift. I'm like, oh, I don't want to touch that near my sensitive eyes. But it is it's such a great experience. I am super excited that you're on the show. We have a pretty big group right now. We have a couple hundred thousand in social media. We have a bunch of funders. We have guys that are from Omnicom Holdings that sit on the board. And that's a huge company with like 10,000 or 50,000 employees, I will do my best to get the word out. Tell them to visit thelegionm.com. And I appreciate you being on the show. I truly do.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. I love your show. I love the whole concept behind it. And thank you for helping us get the word out. And if there's anything that we can do, let us know. You're in San Diego, right?
Yeah, so please, let's visit. So let's shake hands soon.
Well, sounds good. You know, we're going to be down there at Comic-Con, and we're hoping to make an announcement pretty soon about a very cool party. So I'll definitely reach out to you, and we'll have to hook up when we're down there, and I guess it's about a month.
And tell that Seth Green that I said hello and put this out to his social media. That guy is something else, man. He is something else. What an awesome, some robot he chicken is, and all that. Yeah.
He is awesome. He's hilarious. And the best thing about Seth is, like, he's just so genuinely nice. Like, it's hard with Hollywood types because, you know, they're actors and you never know, like, okay, is this guy really a douchebag, but he's just acting nice, you know? But with Seth, it's 100% genuine through and through. I mean, the guy is a class act.
Love it. Yeah, he's something else. It's good to be surrounded or have yourself surrounded by good, positive people. And I do appreciate you, Mr. Jeff Aniston. Visit him. Go to his website. Be a part of Hollywood. There's a lot to be. It's not just Hollywood either. It's being a part of just production in itself, right?
Yeah, it's the entertainment industry. Just,
love it. All right, my friend. Enjoy life. Stay positive.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil. Take care.
Bye, Jeff. Bye. Thank you for joining, everybody, and listening. Share it, please. Let's stay positive. And the American dream is alive and well. It sure is. Do it. Just do it.